This passage is from Book 9, line 774, where Satan is trying to convince Eve to eat the apple, and he says, "Under this ignorance of good and evil." And this is really vital to this part of the story because there's been this debate about whether or not Adam and Eve know what good and evil are. And there are actually two different words for knowledge in the Bible. And so my interpretation of this was they knew what it was fundamentally, but the other word for knowledge is like this heart knowledge and like the experience. And so to this point, they had not experienced the good and evil that would come from eating of this fruit.
Definitely. They're stuck in the Garden of Eden, and so they'd never been exposed to anything outside of the animals and the plants that were in there, and they knew that they were told not to eat from the tree of knowledge, and they never really questioned why, except God said that you'd be in trouble and you'd die, and so they just did what God said because they'd never experienced anything evil, so they wouldn't know how to commit something like a sin or something evil. So the option of going against what God said was never there for them because they didn't know how to do that. They didn't know how to commit a sin until Satan comes in and starts talking with Eve and trying to convince her to eat the apple. And he's the first real instance of evil being in the garden, their first encounter with evil. So because they're seeing him and they're seeing how he's acting and they're learning from his actions, that's how they're able to commit evil because they're actually finally exposed to it. Whereas before, when it was just them and the animals, they weren't. There was no way they could have been.
Yeah, and that brings up even another question of, you know, when Satan was an angel, did they know about good and evil? Did they have that experience? If they are, you know, so much higher as beings, what, as Satan was in heaven, sparked that interest or that want to commit this crime? And so it's kind of the same thing here. He's trying to spark that interest in Eve to go against God's will because it could be better, it could be more rewarding. But they had not experienced that, so it's kind of an unfair way to trick Eve because she didn't even know, like, what the feeling would be, what the consequences would be.
It definitely seems like Satan did know, though, in heaven, like, some kind of instance, because I feel like the angels would have had to have knowledge of it to be able to protect it, to keep it from happening, because they are the epitome of good, so they'd have to know what exactly evil was, and had some, to be able to have some form of evil in his heart. Though maybe God created him because God created all things, including the angels, with him just specifically to have evil in his heart, him and his followers, because he was able to have a bunch of angels follow him.
That's a good point. And I think that that goes back to, like, how do we know that darkness exists? It's because we know light and darkness as the absence of light. And so if you know what good is, then by essence, you have to know what evil is because you are good.